as it is in heaven. You know, what brought you over to this project?
Well, Three Graces Theatre Company won the Lucille Lortel Award from the League of Professional Theatre Women a few years ago. And Chelsea Silverman, who is one of the Three Graces, is on the board of the League of Professional Theatre Women now, as am I, and the VP of Programming. And we got to know one another. And, you know, I asked her, well, what's your next project? And she told me, and I said, oh, it sounds really interesting. Can I read it? And she said, well, you can. That's not normally our process. Our process is normally a director comes and does something for our script and SIPS series, which is their play development series. We get to know that director, and then if we like how they work and they like the way we work, then we move them on to a production. It's a sort of a process. And I said, well, that's fine. I'd still like to know what you're doing so that I know if I like the work that you do. I mean, I knew I liked the work that they did because I saw Power of Birds. I run a company called Works by Women, which is a volunteer organization that is organized on meetup.com. It's Works by Women, meetup.com/Works by Women. And, you know, we take groups to the theater to see plays written, directed, and or designed by women theater artists. So we'd actually taken a group to see The Power of Birds last year. So I knew I liked their work, but I was interested, and she sent me the script, and I read it, and I thought, wow, I really like this play. I almost wished I hadn't read it, because now it's like a kid in a candy store, right? I said, I wasn't going to ask for a candy, but can I have a lollipop, please? Anyway, luck of the draw. I believe in life that the projects that are meant to be yours end up being yours. And for whatever reason, I really don't know, but they asked me to interview. And so I reread the script. I got some books out. I read up on the Shakers, which I knew absolutely nothing about, except that they do beautiful furniture. And I got even more fascinated. So I hope that's not too long-winded, but that's how I got to the project. I did the interview, and they liked me. I mean, I also had the other benefit. I mean, I'd just done something for the League called the New Play Festival. And I'd done other things, and, you know, I know some of the company members, and I think they know how I work, you know, as a person. You know, if I commit to something, I throw myself in, and I can't help it. It doesn't matter what it is. If I agree to do something, I'm there, really there. And I think they like that, and I think that's the way they work. So they took a risk. You know, they worked with a director they've never worked with before.
Okay, two-part question here. You said before that it was like candy, that it was so enticing, the script. What exactly was it that really, specifically, that really brought you into this, but that really got you addicted almost to the script? And, yeah, you said you visited the Shaker Village. What was that like, and how did it, you know, change the way you directed the performance?
Well, when we went to the Shaker Village at Hancock, we were already several weeks into our process. So I don't know that it did change. I think what it did was confirm. The set is basically comprised of Shaker benches, some taller and some lower. And so the only thing that changed was we reduced them by a couple of inches because we saw something there at Hancock Village that made sense to us. So in that way, yes, it did. But what it did was just continue to inspire us. It didn't actually change the vision. It confirmed the vision, which is very, very important for me, and it's very gratifying because it's like, okay, we're on the right path here. And it was wonderful because the way we did it was Three Graces very much believes in an immersion process. So you immerse yourself in the world of, and you really get to know that world because they feel that you don't have a right to represent that world if you don't really inhabit and own it. And I very much believe in that myself as a director, so that really worked. So what we did was, some people were a bit sort of resistant to this, but we organized a van, and everyone went up there in the van. I mean, that's 3 hours there, 3 hours back, plus you're doing the tour, not everything together glued, but you see, the Shakers lived together in a community. They were together all the time. And it was a celibate community, but the celibacy actually isn't what reduced their numbers. What reduced their numbers was the fact that people were living in community all the time. And that is something that people found very difficult. So when some of the cast were like, really? In a van? All day? 6 hours? 13 of us? I'm like, yep. Part of the piece that we haven't done yet, because when you do a showcase, you don't get that many hours of rehearsal, and they're very short. So we didn't ever really truly experience that piece of it, which is being together all the time. And that forced it. And in the end, everyone really loved it, and they understood why we did it. And it was very, very successful. But it was risky, you know, because if you get people to resist, that's blocking. They're not open to it, you know. Anyway, that was really, really successful. And then the candy part, the addiction part, you know, as a director, it's not an intellectual choice. It's visceral when you read something. And there's just a connection. And I was connected to, I am connected to the piece. I like very much that it's about a spiritual journey. I also like very much, because I think we're all here, whether we deny the spiritual or we embrace it. And I think we can all agree on one thing. Life is pretty amazing and miraculous, and how the hell did we get here? And it's just amazing. I mean, just the whole birth thing, you know, wow. You know, you do what, and 9 months later comes what? I mean, you know, there's so many miracles. And so, you know, on one level or another, I think we all question that, whether it's scientific or it's this or it's that, or we believe in the Big Bang or we think it's random. We sort of take a position on it. And I think that questioning that is interesting to me. And that people actually chose to live in that community is mind-boggling, you know, except not really, because in 1838, women didn't have that many choices, and of course there were more women than men, but both. I mean, you know, it was a much more secure, it was a securer way of living, because you get to grow your own vegetables and you do everything, and it's just safer. So that made a lot of sense. But I also think it was at the time where people were looking for spiritual answers. So I found that interesting. And the other thing that I find interesting, you know, we're living in a time where accepting others has become quite challenging sometimes. I mean, look at the war. We're at war everywhere. And yet, if we were to accept ourselves and accept others just for who they are, just accept that we're different, then I think life has become a lot easier. And so one of the things the play is about is new ideas colliding with the old. And how, what does happen when you're confronted with a new situation or a person you don't like at work or whatever it is that we deal with in our daily lives, you know, or the person at the MTA pissed us off or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. You know, we're in a bad mood and we know our energy is sort of not very helpful, you know, all over the other, you know. Anyway, so it just touches on lots of things that I believe in, and it's just quite beautiful play. You know, it's about 9 Shaker women. And how they're incredibly human, in spite of the fact that, you know, they have chosen this way of life. And you can't get away from the human. We have bad tempers, and we don't want to be around people all the time, and yada, 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 yada. We don't like the food that somebody cooks. You know, I'd like it to be spicier. We're different, right? We're human. Yeah. So I think it addresses the human experience in this very specific setting. And I think plays that really do address that, and in theory, all plays are supposed to address that to some extent or another. But I don't think all plays do. Or maybe they do, but they don't speak to me in the same way, because it's personal. You know, everything is personal.
Okay, as far as, let's just give you a hypothetical here. Let's just say someone walks over to you after a performance, and they say exactly what you would want them to. Your message... The message that you wanted to get across by directing this performance is communicated perfectly to them. What do you think they would say, and why do you think they would say it?
That's a really tough question. I think what they might say, because I think people express things in different ways, because that's their own experience, but I think what they might say is, wow, I'd really love to try living in community a little bit more. And I think my answer to that, I think that's been very inspiring to me to see that. Or they might say something like, I guess we all live in community, just by virtue of living. And perhaps I could practice that a little bit better. That's inspired me to practice it. I mean, don't preach, by the way. I mean, it really is very human. I'm making it sound like it's preachy. But it's dramatic, there's conflict, it's real, there are real people. But I think that, just to inspire in a way for us to look at things with more generous eyes, I really, you know, to say, God, that person really pisses me off. But you know what? Sure, I piss people off. So let me try and look at this differently. Let me try and reframe it. Or if that doesn't work, let me look at why they're annoying me. You know, maybe it's something in me. Maybe I'm being judgmental. Maybe there's something I can change. Or if all else fails, one of my most favorite sayings, I always say it to my husband, I mean, I know it doesn't mean every 5 minutes, but if there really is something we're disagreeing on, I just say, hey, listen, this is one of those instances where we have to agree to disagree, and that's okay. So I think if any of those sorts of things come out, I think, wow, that's amazing. That's how I see it.